let me get it on. If a woman is trying to sue me and my wife for $1 million, I don't care how much you pay me crime, she would have never gotten back in my confidence. But all that in my heart, you know, he was a man who would look over me. Big mistake, big fault. And sometimes he was sent into the gallows for a small fault. That's the truth. But so, you know, he was a strange man. Sometimes he only looked a real big mistake. But I know he never trusted her again. And I know my mother never trusted her again. And I'm wondering how they trusted my mother. Why did I tell you this? Oh, he's telling us this, he wants us now, he is brother. No, I don't. I love my brother. I love that no good bastard. I do. And I don't have any harm to come in here. If I want to harm to come in here, I do it myself. I can hook him with one hand. Both my legs tied, one hand free. All right? So if I want to harm to come in here, I can do that myself. I don't want any harm to come to you, man, to my brother. But I don't want him sneaking around you, pretending like he's holy, and like he loves this religion so much, he loves the Holy Light of Muhammad, and trying to get weak ones among you to follow him in his path. He tried to do this on the sixth day of the picnic, and I'm sure he'll take another day. If he see any of us too, he come up around the believers that he think love him. They love the family, so he think they love him, you see. And they do, I'm sure they're not doing it, though. And he think that he can get into their heart and turn them against me. And have them give him a donation. Well, I'm going to be in there myself, or this ain't going right. I got it out. I'm going to be in there myself. If you follow my Holy Light of Muhammad, what you got to have teaching you for? My Holy Light of Muhammad fought against that. Let me show me. I got an Arab teaching me. I'm going to be in the air myself. Well, that's okay. But you'll never come in here again. As long as I'm here. Unless you come up here and apologize for everything you said before the people. You have to come up here before all the people and apologize to you and to me for everything negative and bad you said. And for all of this troublemaking, for all of this deceitful troublemaking, you have to come up here and apologize for. And if you would do that, you come back tomorrow. Anytime you do that, you'll accept it. So I better put him on the spot again. So if he wouldn't do that, he'd be accepted every time he were to do that. Poor pitiful child. We couldn't be like that. We can't pay our phone bill. We can't pay our rent. And then he started attacking people without justice. Oh, he got me in this case. He got a truck, sitting in his yard. He had a cat-like car that really wasn't his, but nobody complained against him. Cat-like car, he had a station wagon. My brother Jabber is letting him use a van now. I don't see the cat-like car, but he's using those Jabber's vans. Nice van he's got around there. He's got his home now on the corner. Got more land than I got. If you want to see, go look at 87th and Cottonwood, look at his house, and then look at my house. You'll see who got the most property. And to my knowledge, he had plots of land in Monterey. And I know because I approved helping him get some land that he said he was going to farm to help the community. Helped him get some land in another place, in Michigan, I believe. And that piece of land is also a sizable piece of land. With a house on it as big as the one he got there, and he told me out of his own mouth less than 2 years ago that the house he got on that other land is better and worth more than the house he got on that. And he's trying to do it.
He's got a chance to get something from the state too when it comes, and he's trying to do it. If he was such a terrible state, why don't we lease the land in my race? Bring him in for insurance. If he has to, why don't we sell those crops in my race? If he has to, why don't we lease the other house or the farm on the land he got down there in Michigan, I think it is. Why don't we lease that? If he has to, why don't we sell that? And use that money to pay off his debt. Now, he wants to hold on to his truck, hold on to his car, hold on to his house on Carmel, hold on to the land in Monterey, hold on to the other piece of land in that other house. And he wants us to pay all the bills and the upkeep and expenses for all those properties until he gives us a state money. Then when he gets the state money, if he got enough to take the can over, he's going to sell us good value. And that's the attitude of most of my brothers and sisters in this state. Most of them have more wealth than I have. In fact, a lot of my riches. I have one car. I use another car that belongs to the next year. I have one car. That's the green car my wife got. I don't have another car. I don't have another vehicle, that's it. I don't want another, that's enough. I used it and left that car to bring. I got one home, that's on Carmel. I don't need another one, that's enough. I don't have any other man anywhere. When I became a TC man, they had to buy me a place of, in the they finally came up here to a place out there, well, Barrington. Barrington, Illinois. I accepted to get that. I said, well, maybe you can one day move. I thought maybe I'll move. I don't like to move in a house, live in a house, see? I thought one day I'd move out to areas like that. But really, my heart wasn't in it, but they wanted to do it. So I accepted it. I never told my wife that was our house, though it was bought for us. And it even was ours. I never told my wife that. Because I knew that if I ever decided to move there, I was going to give up the house here. And I knew also that I was going to make that house available to other people in the community, and I did. I made it available to other men. I said, any man who want to use it, they can come and use it. It's for us. The treasurer, who was treasurer at that time, he's sitting on the floor, Brother Hop, and he's bad witnessing right now. That's what I did. Okay, all right. So, I saw that the man wasn't using it, I wasn't using it. There's an unnecessary expense for our community. We sold it. And we needed this money, the community needed the money. The money came to the community, then the dime comes to me or my wife from the sale of that property. All right? Okay, so that's my situation. Now, what I look like now, telling the community, to give money weekly to my brothers and sisters. And they ain't in here trying to do that over us. Do we see them trying to help? Are they in care of the youth and support this community? They had businesses that the community gave them. They wouldn't even go to work in the business of that community. They came out of outsiders to work in this business. While they stay home or somewhere else. Only Emmanuel and a few others, not his children, and not Lyra, Lyra and Richard, few of them went down and worked. The great majority of them wouldn't even work, especially on any regular basis. So they lost both problems. They couldn't operate them successfully. They lost one supermarket. I'm telling you about the street, the heirs of all the Latin family and all the Latin women. We, the community, leadership agree, and you agree too, some of you do, but you all of those that are here, come back here, you know we brought this to you, and the whole community agrees that we did hold off the National Hunter's relatives, come. And that we would like to see his relatives go on welfare, be in a bad situation where it embarrassed the leadership and embarrassed the whole community. I brought that to the community, and we supported them. And I thought those problems were enough. I said, if they use this, they should give them, they should be serviced. If they all worked together, that would have established us. I took money out of my own money, my own personal money, and I put it into their account to help them with those business. This community gave them $100,000 to stock the store. Came back and gave them another $100,000, wasn't it? Almost another $100,000, I think, to help keep them in business. But they didn't keep our bargain. Now they're charging me in the community without keeping our bargain, because he didn't keep our bargain. Then he said he would take care of them forever on the cash. Now, what I said was this. I said, as long as they remain in this community, supporting this community, and if they really needed the cash, I said, as long as we had it to give, we would give them the cash. That's what I said. I don't remember the exact wording, but that's it. I will read it. If they bring it to me, I will look at it, and I'll stand by what I'm saying. We said that as long as we had the cash to give, we would give them the cash. It's almost 5 o'clock. This is the ball. Because the state is, this thing is going on right now. It's been trying to be settled down the court. I said, as long as we have the cash, we would give them the cash. So as long as they live, I said, also their children. If their children needed to live past it. But they would have to have a need. How can I feel justified in giving a man the cash that's got more wealth than I got? And not doing anything to make it productive. He's not using his property that he's not in. He's not doing anything to make his property productive. And I'm going to say, for me, they give him the cash. That's wrong. Okay. So it says that we sell our bond. Let me tell you, they sell their bond. That, we told them, I told them this. I say, if you will give, I think it was 40% cash to the community in those buildings. And if you will have fair employment policies and have some kind of employment benefit for us, I said, I will support you in the store. They never did. They got some things put together like they were going to do, but they haven't sold yet, not one share to the people in this community. To my knowledge. To my knowledge, they haven't sold one share to the people in this community. I know I signed the papers myself. They had some papers on up. And I signed the papers myself. But to my knowledge, they haven't sold a share yet. But they wanted people to come down there and work for small wages and didn't want to give those several people shares in the business. Now, I say that they failed us. They failed to live up to their bargain with us. Now they say that I failed to live up and the community failed to live up to our bargain to them because we stopped giving them the cash. What do you want to do? Drive out our business completely? Well, I know maybe the family of the father who was playing. Well, after the people came in and get them cash, and while we got taxes to pay, mortgages to pay, we trying to save something, and they're asking for money. Doesn't make any sense at all. But I accept it. Well, I told you in the beginning that this leadership has not given me support. Now I'm telling you that my family hasn't given me support. They have. The only one who supported us is Gavin, who supported us with his money. And he has helped us a lot. He has helped us to pay off buildings, Mestet in Houston. He paid a big part of the money on the Mestet in Kansas City. He is a Mojave. And the Houston Mestet, I think, is clear. So Gavin has helped us with money. We know that. He's been a big financial help to us in this community. And I know for a fact he has given much of his money to these same people I'm talking about now. The community has given them a lot of money, and Brother Jarvis has given them a lot of money. Some of them he still gives money. For right now, he still gives them money. And I'm glad he's doing it, but we don't want to see him. We don't want to see him. That's good. Stuff we don't want to see him. But we want to see them be right people. And they just ask for too much. All right. The $3 million are thrown in the bank. They all smile and say, yes, this is a, yes, oh, yes, it's right. This, that's the community money. That's the money folks come to community.
Then when they begin to feel the pinch, financial pinch, they come back and say, no, you know, I told you from the start that there was, that was bad money. That there was no community money. You know what I told you, Al? I told you that was bad money. I said, no, you didn't.
A couple of them said, oh, I thought that was Danny's money.
But when we gave them the fat bonus, they agreed.
They said, oh, well, that's right, it's a gold business.
Because he told them, and told them that Danny, our father, was not selling any debt to himself from that account
or to his relatives.
All the checks he was selling on that account was for community, Nation of Islam, expenses, Nation of Islam business. And the record shows, this is what the judge doesn't know about. They're doing anything they possibly can to keep the facts of this account from reaching the public. Because the judge, he's the crook too. He's doing a crook job too, you see. So they don't let the facts of them out. The fact about this account says that the Army of the Muhammad used that account to buy fish, to pay bills for the Nation of Islam, and to also invest in other Nation of Islam projects. So when he said the new leader, what did he have to go on but the record of how the leader before used that account? That's all he had to go on. So the record shows how I'm going to use it for the community. We have to continue to use it for the community. And I convinced them who disagreed, although many of them did not disagree, many of them from the very top said, yes, that was so. That was the way. It was. But some of them didn't. But all of them agreed after we brought the facts before us. They said, I threatened them. You told us that if we wouldn't sign this, that we wouldn't get no cash. I never told them that. I told them this. I said, if you claim this, then you're going to have to say anything else. Because I'll tell you who it was. It was a dealer, that fellow who wrote me 10 to 11 pages. He was trying to say that they had a right to charity and everything. You know, Daddy was saving in, Daddy was this, and you know that money in the first Pacific, that's the answer. I said, what? I said, well, tell me what is the nature of Islam. I'm telling you, that's what I told. I said, okay, you say that. And you say, Professor Graham is that, and yours. You say that, the bank account is better than yours. I said, tell me now, what is the nation of Islam? I said, all right, look here, I know you all were here when I was out. But I read in the paper that the nation of Islam was rich. I said, I read in the paper that in the brochure that was put out by the nation of Islam, that the nation of Islam had huge properties. I said, some of these properties you saying that yours, I saw them listed in their brochure saying that they belong to the nation of Islam. I said, well, what are they doing? So they finally, we finally won the army. Well, they saw that I was getting ready to go to war. And they didn't want no war at that time. But they played the game for time. They played for time, you know. Just give us a little bit of support us now. We're bargaining for time. So they bargained for time, hoping that when the state came for self, that they'll be settled in their favor, and then you'll have gotten over the fear of meeting, charity, support, everything else, and then get the state too. Get what they're claiming in the state. Now, when they claim for this grand, they're claiming Nation of Islam assets. They're claiming farms. They're claiming even a masjid that was built in that name, for this grand. The masjid in Oakland, California was built in that name, for this grand. Professor Blair was like a holding company for the Nation of Islam property. Certainly the Army of the Muhammad had his name on that.
as shareholder, all of, one eighth share. And his children owe him, I think, one seventh of a share. His son's owner. He had that on the paper, but they were never signed. That's to tell us something. If the Holy Land Holder really wanted that to come to his children, wouldn't he have made it a legal document? Wouldn't he have called up there and say, son, I have to sign in because this is your property? And would have had the officials and himself sign their property. But all of them know, I know and they know, what the Holy Land Holder did. The Holy Land Holder was trying to escape judgment and penalty that the government would impose upon him and the nation of Islam. So he would put the people he thought he could trust, he would put their names on that. So that if anything happened, they would defend the nation of Islam. They would say, oh no, this is not the mountain. This belongs to the nation of Islam. If he put it in the nation of Islam's name, then the government would say, the nation of Islam is in business. So you have to pay taxes, you have to all this stuff, you see. It was a big mess up. Now that I know, you pay some taxes. In fact, to my knowledge, he told him to pay taxes on those business operations. To my knowledge. And I know that he paid personal taxes too. To my knowledge. He paid personal taxes too. Now he might not have paid all the taxes that he was supposed to pay, maybe so. I mean the nation is law. Might not have paid all the taxes he was supposed to pay, but I do know he was paying some taxes. Now, we know that he had sincere people. They could have shown him how to do this. They had the legal mind, his lawyer, Terry Stewart and others. They would have been in his lawyer, people around him, they had enough education. They would have found the people to give him the legal kind of protection he needed. And they should have set it up just like the Mormons do, just like others do. They set those things up and they're able to run those prisons as they're supposed to be run. We could have done the same thing. But it wasn't done because Cuba had his boys in here setting us up for a collision course. So they set us up for a collision course. We can't fly over spilled milk. That's the law. Whatever tax obligation we had to accept those taxes. We paid the tax, all right? We paid the tax. Whatever obligations we had to accept those obligations. We paid the tax. But now, the rule of plan now is trying to work through the state to get properties of the community into the state. So those properties too can be taxed. Taxed by the IRS, taxed by the federal government, and taxed by a state tax. So they're using family members to just take all the property they possibly can of the community. They're not trying to help the members of the state. They're trying to just finish up all. And they don't know they can't do that. What they take from us is not going to make Chicago operate better. It's not going to make the United States operate better. If they take everything we got, it's not going to make the United States operate better. It's not going to make Chicago operate better. They're not going to feel it. They're not going to feel the benefit. All right? I guarantee you that. It's not that much, but a lot of our lives to feel the benefit. Okay. Now, so what is their object? Their object is to break the spirit of the followers. Oh, we ain't got no property back here. And they make use of us. But they don't know the truth has entered the hearts of the believers now.
Right.
It's not as if it was in their temple. It was just a hope that the truth will one day come and see it. But now the truth has gone quick. And they don't know. They can take the buildings, they can take the edges, physical piece of property away from us, and we will meet in my life. Right. We'll meet in my
is on the radio, if you love us on the radio, we're meeting my wife. We're meeting the car. You got any trouble? We'll meet in the farm. If they drive about the farm, we go to the rest. If we have to, we go to jail, we have to meet them in jail. What I'm telling you is this will never be changed. Who was planning to not finish this? It's hopeless for them that they think by taking the physical assets from us, that it's going to destroy the power. No! If these undercover men and women in this community, with all that devilishness, hypocrisy, and dirt, having been able to turn the good people away, look that news and prophets on earth away, why do the people say, oh, brother, man, I'll give you everything I've got. Let us all get together, put whatever we got together, let us start again. That's what the good believers will do. That's what we'll do. And we'll start all over again. But let me tell you, they ain't taking these things from us and our side. I got a few people supporting me. I got one good man. He said, brother, man, he said, if they try to take these assets, he said, you ask for 1,000 people. He said, we're going to guarantee you just from this area, 2,000 people. And he told me that you have 2,000 people on their land when they come to claim. And I believe him. I believe him. They don't have many more than that. Because we have friends also in high places. And I'm sure we'll get a chance to bring this thing to the public. And when we do, we'll have many, many thousands of people from the public. And we'll ask them, is this right? And we'll sell the property. So, okay, you take the property, but you got to take us to jail. We ain't leaving. And see how they like taking care of about 10,000 people. Who will cost them more than the money they'll get from the sale of the property. Yeah, it'll cost them much more to keep 10,000 of us in jail than it'll be to give justice to us. Yeah, they can give us justice much cheaper. Right. Look here, if we went out there and say, God, and fire hoses to get them to let us buy hamburger at restaurants and let us sit on the bus with them. Look, we got thousands of dollars in property at stake. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars in property at stake. Now, if all we have to do is sit on our property and let them tear us down, don't you know we should do that? Now, I ain't talking about you going to deal by yourself. I'm going there myself. I'm going on the property. I'm going to sit on the property. I want them to take me to jail. I want them to put me in jail. That's right.